Welcome and thank you for joining us on this Thursday evening here in the living room. The darkness has come outside early. We're used to seeing the light, but now we're in the wintertime. Father, we thank you for your wonderful goodness that you bring the light. And we thank you, Lord, for the night that we have time to rest. We pray, Father, that we'll get to that place where we'll be in the rest of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for touching Brother Freedom in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, for opening the scripture to our hearts and minds. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on the prayers that will be prayed. We pray for our listener, Father, that their ears will be open, that they might hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your wonderful goodness, Father. We love you so very much, but we need to love you more because you're worthy of all praise and honor. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 27. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And then chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And then again, chapter 2, verse 5 says, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Lord, thank you for this night. We love you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for your power, Lord, and your true wisdom and the moving of your Spirit, Lord. And those are the things that we need tonight. We rely on you, Lord. We love you and we trust in you and we pray for your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I too want to praise you and thank you for your mercy and your kindness and your goodness. Thank you for allowing us to be your children and for choosing us from before the beginning of the world to be your children. Thank you for the blessings that you give us on top of the fact that we are just your children. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for blessing Brother Freedom tonight and helping him to feel your presence in a glorious way. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor this night, because what we're speaking about tonight is a way along, talked about many times. We know it's an old question about whether we walk in spirit or we walk like normal people. Before your word believes, I believe it has backup, but I know your spirit has something that we cannot offer in ourselves. You offer to give us insight on current events, things that we don't understand, and that has to be a very big plus. You also give us the gifts that are bonded with it, which is another big plus. You give us that gift of discernment that we really need in all areas, that we could know right from wrong. We could know
right spirit and wrong spirits. And then also you come down and have it as a tongues and interpretation, the gift of prophecy that directly comes from you. And that's special, Father. All these gifts are without blemish. They're perfect. And like your word says, there is no lie. They speak the truth. And your word also said we're to abide in them. That means in the spirit. And I do give you praise. I praise you. Glory this night. Wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that you move past the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you come against principalities, powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, seducing spirits, workers of devils, all the things that come forth by the hand of the top of the opposite of you. And Father, we come against them this night to be off limits. We pray that your spirit will be moved upon by the glory of God. Father, I pray that you renew a right spirit within your servant this night. For renew a right spirit in me this night, Lord God. Oh, set me free. Set my feet on a higher plane. Oh, Lord, I need that higher touch. I'm not capable. I'm not even able to move in nothing without your help. And Lord, I rely on you this night because my body has not got much to offer no more. And Father, I just give you praise, glory, and honor. I want you to use this night to touch your people throughout the world. Wherever this goes, let them know that you've got power. You got strength to help us overcome. You got to give us strength that we might live decently in this present world. Being decent in all of our judgment. Having a higher values. That we would be respect the things that you love. We'd place our views on things above, not on the world. And we'd want to go to that higher level. Oh Lord, that seeing that higher level is, that's a bit of fight for the world's, the generations up to now. Many do not make it up. But Father, we know that we're to seek that higher plane. And we pray this night that you move mighty in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. That's a pretty strong statement. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Well, see, you can have arguments right here because we can say, well, all's got faith in the Lord. But faith is having something in you that's beyond, you can't really say what it is. It's part of God that God puts in us. It's His, part of His unique self in our being that makes us to be a productive Christian. In ourselves, we're not capable of really being a very good Christian. But when the power of God gets in there, it's something that touches our lives and makes a union together that with His hand in our hands together, we became a team for God. Oh, come on, Shido. Yes, Lord, I know that's right. Wants us to be a team with Him. He can do it, but He wants us to come up because we're His children. He's trying to elevate His children. Can't you see it? He wants to get us out of glory, up to glory. He says, my children, I want to be able to, the saying, I want to be able to have, be on the same games you got. We get ourselves down so low that God says, I, children, you're way down there. I can't touch you. You're so down there. I still love you, but I can't deal with you. That's the bottom line. God gave us Jesus that we can get ourselves cleansed up the place to watch that faith that we can have a relationship is so special. Enoch's not the only one that had that special. You can have that special touch too. God wants to bless you out there tonight. God wants to perform His blessings upon your life that you will no longer feel like an orphan, but you'll feel like it's your majority with the power of God, the anointing be upon you, and you'll rest in His leadership. You don't rest in your own leadership because you don't have no leadership. And that's our problem is we want to lead ourselves. See, Satan, he gets in there because he knows if we do that, we're going to mess up. Now, you're really smart. You know, you just know that scripture so good. That's the only enemy speaking to you. It says that our righteousness is filthy rags when we stand before the Lord. There's nothing we can do that's not, we're a war shout without God. But like the scripture said, through Christ, I can do all things. You can all do all things, but it's through the leadership of the Holy Spirit within you that helps you to perform a desire to do the will of God. What happens, the natural man gets in there, the desire is to do the things of the Lord sometimes, but they want to do what they want. God wants to do what he wants, not what we do what we want. And that's where the problem becomes. First of all, it's sort of sinful what we want to do. Because when you see what God is, we can't even imagine his deity, his power, his what he is. When we equal ourselves with somebody, we're just natural. We're the natural man. And when you get saved, you're supposed to come to that place of not natural, but spiritual. But natural is the place that most people are. Natural, you see it through, you put it through your mind, you think on the things that bring you to place. It's beyond, yes, you think of the things that are good, but you think that God's able to renew a right spirit within me. In myself, there's the old man's there, and the old man, he don't want to die. He wants to get a little bit puffed up all the time. He wants to come in and give me trouble. And he'll give me trouble unless I have the help of the Holy Spirit within my life. There's something about it. He'll get in there and he'll just say, ha, you know, you're just really somebody. It happens. We try to sometimes to fake things. And I'll tell you, when you try faking a gift, that's when you get in big trouble. God wants us to renew a right spirit within us that we can be able in any gift he has for us to do it under his calling. Especially people that we've once been filled and then we've got cold. And we're still cold. We're too ashamed to let people know that we're a little cold. So then we try to fake it. We try to wing it, as you might say. And pretty soon self is in the gift. And self will ruin the gift. God will not give a share of these gifts with anybody. Those gifts are given by him through us, but we can only use it for his glory. That no flesh of glory should be seen. God gets the glory out of when we glorify him through the gift, but it's a pure gift. After a while, when you grow, you can tell whether it's pure or not pure. And that's part of the gift of discernment, because if when a gift is not pure, it's not where it should be. Way back in Cain and Abel, way back there, Cain was a little bit one way. God didn't accept his gift. Now Abel, he did. That's what we're talking about tonight. We do people wrong when we allow them to sort of cover them up. Well, it's okay. God understands. No, you need to get it out. Because God wants us to change these things that we're facing. Do we do harm to ourselves that we might live before the Lord as a spotless person? And don't come by every time you hit something in the road and you want to dodge it. You know, that's like working on a piece of equipment. If something, I see a problem there and I say, oh, I'll just cover it up with this paint. That'll work. No, it's going to fall apart. That's the way we do spiritually. It shows up. It's wrong. I see the gifts terribly abused. And I see now why many people say we don't want the Spirit of God in our being because of the wrong gift. But that's still not the Spirit's fault. It's because we as God's people weren't big enough to say, hey, it's wrong. God is going to say it's wrong to work in the position that God's called us in a wrong gift if we're not where we should be. And that's the way that we start growing in the Lord. We find ourselves where the flesh wants to take over. You know, we look at things. When we're young Christians, we see, I don't know nothing about computers, but I understand they got some, you can see some filth on that computer. It'll just set you, especially men, it'll turn you upside down. I'm going to say something tonight that I've never said happened when I was about 17 years old, and I'm going to confess it. I was running a cat and scrapers, and I seen this magazine come down, floating down off the road that I was working right close to the highway. I stopped and picked that thing up, and it wasn't really like magazines today, but it was very glossy pictures. And there was really not that wrong, but it touched me in the wrong way, and I had to really, for years it bothered me until the Lord sent me in the army. And he says, get that out of your mind, totally. But these problems we face, they stick with us. You want to be man enough, they stick there, and you got to take heed, get rid of them. God made us to love our wives and them only. We don't have the right to go out here and look at other things because our minds are take up what we see. And that's what I'm saying works with the Spirit. We start sucking garbage in our mind here. We're not going to get a straight value through the Spirit. It takes it by separation. Fasting, praying. I prayed, prayed, prayed. But I'd pray and pray and pray. And still that old, that book got thrown away years ago. It would come back and just the enemy come down, torment you. He wants you to get his own way. But in the process, God said that he put no temptation on you which you're able to bear. Those temptations are sometimes hard to bear. But we've got to bear them up and someday put them to bed. I finally got it indicted. But if I go back, it would come back now. These products, he has it for women and everybody else. There's some problem, he can come and torment you, and you can try to cover it up being a good Christian. Nobody knows it but you, but sure, boy, it messes up your anointing. There's no anointing. You're just trying to fake it. God says, I'm not proud of you. I'm sort of disappointed in you. I meant better for you. Why do you take that low road when you can take a better road? Just stand up. Lord told me, says, why don't you go in the military? It'll help you. You need to grow up. You didn't live in there with a bunch of all ungodly men. That's what the Lord told me. By the time you get through that, you'll probably be okay. He knew what he's talking about. God has a way to keep us in a place of beyond. We got to hear his ear. Not just hear him, we got to see, feel him. We got to feel his presence. And if we can't feel his presence, then something's going wrong in our innermost being. And you can have a revival night after night or night. If you don't have a moving spirit, all you got, you've got people going to the altar and they don't do nothing. I'll guarantee you. It's done by the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the factor that brings many hearts. I remember in jail ministry, I seen God come down by myself, 25, 30 men. The Spirit of God just moved. You can't do that in the natural. I'm no bragging about myself, but God's good. What he offers is a great power, a witness of itself that's beyond description. And that's better than any, there's no company in the world can give you a product that can do like the Holy Spirit can help you. You can go to Sears and Roebuck, all the, say I want to know, there's nobody can come up with nothing. We're unique that God can take a vessel like we are, lived in sin. Oh, we lived there for quite a few years when we come to know Jesus. Then there's a change. And God takes this old man like we are at that day as a very special time. And God comes in and brings a reunion into our heart. It gives us a step growing for heaven. We start growing in the way towards heaven. And that growth takes place as we start getting rid of the failures that we faced. A cleansing starts taking place as we're able to meet it. When we first start, everything looks okay. You think you're all right. But you grow, God starts showing you where you are. You're not where you should be with holding your temper. Bible says, have no dealings with an angry person. Well, it means an angry person can give you trouble. And it says not to have the spirit of lust. What's that mean? Well, you know, if you get lust, and lust is a very bad spirit. Jealousy is a real, all these, there's something that we can harbor them still as Christian. And God says, I want you to be overhauled by my spirit. I want you to come in a place of holiness. With my help, you'll be an overcomer. With my help, you'll grow from where you are to someday helping others to grow for that place. That's what it's all about. We didn't do it, but we allowed God to do it in us, that we might give him the glory. The old man of flesh would not be seen in our lives, but would be God himself. We'd shine. He said, let your light so shine. Isn't that wonderful? That God would make us to shine like a vessel. You know, we can get out here and God even forgives the murders. All that, all sections, he forgives. But only one thing he doesn't forgive. Everything else is forgiven. Jesus said, I'll forgive you for everything. And that, when you start thinking about all of Jesus forgives, it's really a lot to it. You know, look how the drug addicts, the people spend on alcohol. And I have to say, some of the men that they were working them were sometimes drug addicts, alcoholic. And those things, and that's quite a rep. David Wilkerson had the same thing. Those people were addicts. They had a reputation. And they didn't want to keep that reputation. But God came into life in such a way that they became a addict for God. And they're living for God to this day. There is people, this has happened to them. It's a promotion for God. God wants us to walk. There's a victory in the Lord. Victory sometimes doesn't come cheap. It becomes a waiting upon the Lord. But I truly believe that without the unction of the power of the Holy Spirit within us, it's hard to be an overcomer. Because something about when the Holy Ghost speaks to you, there becomes a freedom. There comes a glory that comes in you that doesn't come any other way. But you've got to guard that because it's so tender that you can lose it even in all areas. And I truly believe that many, even in that area, have lost it. It's really, I would not pray. I didn't want to pray for someone about that because it says those things are hard to be forgiven. God makes for this sort of hard. When you have a lot, you have to have a lot more of the Lord. When you have a little, you don't have to. We grow in the Lord. We have to understand that we're really fearfully and wonderfully made. That's why God gives us the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost comes in our life. He comes as your leader. He becomes, like me, I was a mechanic. When I'd pray in the Spirit for about 3 hours, in those days I'd pray at least 3 hours. Generally more than that I ever did, but if I'd go a long distance, I'd just pray in the Spirit. And I prayed out loud. It would always work out perfect. But God's got a plan for everybody to grow. And that plan will fit you perfect for you. Like me, I said, I'll quit and go to school. The Lord said, no, you stay right where you are. Now, he could have said, no, go to school. And I had to went to school then. But he said, no, stay where. So as long as we get the will of God, what I'm saying, that's what you need. But I got to see him that he could do mighty things. I seen that he could look through that iron and tell exactly what was wrong with it. And let me know. That's beyond imagination. He's so powerful. God is there to help us. In any part of our life, he wants to be with you. He wants to walk by your side. He wants you to have communion with him. Not only communion, partnership. The Bible says, can two walk together unless they agree? So agreement with God is walking all things, being pleasing unto the Lord. When you please the Lord, the Lord's going to be by your side. He's going to stay there. But when you don't please him, then he gets chastised. And sometimes what we do when we chastise, then we think, well, you know, we want to quit, so we do. And then that makes it worse because then Satan comes by and lays off of you. Sometimes we get mixed up who's chastising. Many times the Lord does chastise us. Back in those days when there, I knew something happened back then. I knew that I had to start straightening up because things had just happened. And I knew it was the Lord. I didn't even have the Holy Ghost then, but I knew it was from God. And I needed to get straightened up myself and to have victory. Having victory is most the greatest thing that you can ever, it's victory. It means have a freedom in your heart that everything's okay. And I can go to sleep at night and say, Lord, God, hallelujah. But if you don't have victory, boy, you're afraid. That's where people are afraid because the Bible says that's where the fearful and the unbelievable should not be entered into the kingdom of heaven. The fearful. When you're free, praise God, we're free. God not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. He's given the power, love, and a sound mind. The devil can't take it from me. He didn't give it, and he can't take it away. You just hang on to what God's given you. He's going to promote you to it. You might be a blessing, that you might be an overcomer, that you might walk victorious in the ways of God, that you might have that leadership, that touch of heaven that gives you a note of perfection in him, that you can walk not in yourself. You're not a perfect in yourself, but God brings you into perfection. And it's all in staying coupled with him. By uncoupled tomorrow, I'm like Apostle Paul, lest I become a castaway. I can't make it on my good morals, my good looks. Like I ain't got no good luck, but I can't make it. It's every day, Lord, I love you. I praise you. Why would we want to go no other? He is the only way. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one can come. Oh, he is it. And that's the part that we need to get because I love him. It's all because I love. Ever all this comes back to one that you love him so much, you don't want to do anything that make him sad, that sadden his countenance upon you, me or you. You had that privilege to make the Lord smile, happy. Like when I had the stroke, the Lord says, go for it. And I could just see him smiling. I could tell, go for it. 3 times. Go for it. But sometimes in life, we have to go for it. We got to see God and just go for it. Put all of your being, all your eggs in one basket and say, boy, if I get them all broke, I'm still going ahead. Not going to worry about them. God, not give me the fear of fear, but the power of a sound mind. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, praise God. Now to him is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. God has the fringe benefits. We're more than conquerors through him which loveth. He has spared not his own son, delivered him up from us. How shall you not with him freely give us all things? Thank you, Lord. Freely give us all things. He gives us all things. Sometimes we can't get it out. We have trouble. The Lord says, I'll help you. I'll coax you. When I first started out years ago, this fellow called me and says, I got this DK and I can't get it going. And I said, boy, you got some good mechanics down there. And he said, well, we got 5 of them. They can't fix it either. So I said, I told my partner, you pray a lot. And I said, well, I have to do that to be able to make it. And he says, okay. I said, I'm not that good. He said, well, we want you to come down and take a look at it. And I said, well, it's way down the country. I said, it's way out of my chair. He said, no, we'll we're going to pay you. And I said, well, I wouldn't ask him about that, but I said, it's sort of, you know, he should find someone out down there close. And no, we don't think so, because they can't, they're, it's got some kind of something that's spooking them. I was trying to get out of it. He says, we believe that you can. He wasn't the only one. The people come up and say, well, I believe you can do it. It's only God can do that thing, get you in the place that people would actually really hear what it needs for the situation. That you're going to have a situation that no one can figure it out but you. It's going to be to where you got to say, hey, can't you get someone else? No. God says, don't you want to do it? Don't even hear what I say that. He's your heart. So I said, okay. I says, well, how are we going down? I said, we're going to see that plane. I was right at the end of the runway. He said, that's plane. He says, that's our flight. I said, right now? Yeah. So went down there and took about an hour or something flight. The Lord says, get rid of the hindrance. And I'll show you. God's God. The Lord says, you get rid of the hindrance. Thinking back, if I hadn't did what I did, nothing would have happened. And I says, I'm not moving. To the tires of it. It was a tire caught in the right top carrier roller on the right hand side. Nothing. It wasn't keeping them running. But it was the hindrance. I said, get that out. Men just, they don't need it. We're in the trouble there. I said, well, I'm not going to do nothing to get it out. And then they start swearing like people do in the world. And I, all the word, there was about 4 or 5 of them. And they was all just really all wrong spirited. They wouldn't, they was far from God, every one of them. You can tell it. I said, the Lord says, don't let it bother him. I said, it's not. And I got it out. I says, thank you. And soon I walked up on the right side. I never will forget it. I probably told this before, but as soon as I got up there, the Spirit of God just come all over me. He says, put your hand on the transmission filter. So I did. I can remember right now, it's been years ago, when I put my hand on that filter, I could see the problem was not even in close there. The problem with the turn of the rear of the machine. So I said, you gotta look at your left final drive. Got a plug wrench. And then they really come into these men and says, we're smarter than this guy. So this guy's, he's crazy. I mean, the language really got bad. And I said, well, you do what you want. But I says, I want you to fit me back home anyway. And they says, we don't have a plug wrench. We're not gonna get you one. I got off the cat, run back to the left. And I took my hands and pulled that plug off out my hand without a wrench. Of course, when that happened, it's full of dirt. What happened, the Lord just showed me real fast. That's like an elevator scamper, that dirt getting that final and just pumped it up till it got level full. It pumped it down into the transmission case, steering clutch compartment, which is the same oil, fluid the system, and the little valve up there, and then, but they'd tied out 3 or 4 times. They couldn't, it was also had this there's a little pole drill that lets it modulate. That little slug moves, that drill has to be there to let it come back, to make it shift. Sure enough, it was plugged up. That's what it was. But it would plug up again, because the dirt was so fine that you couldn't see it. But God knew. It took about 5 minutes. That fast, God had it all. Cat had to go in to the town I live at. They said, we're going to break it all the way up to you, because nobody else. So he came and watched it. Sure enough, exactly that final drive was totally full of mud. Steering clutches had to come out, the cross shaft, everything else, because it polluted the whole system. That's the way we are with sin. We got to get rid down to the problem. We can say, I want full of the Holy Ghost, but yet I get out here and want to look around at some shady little book. It loses all of my anointing. But God says more than that, you're losing your victory. You're losing your special touch. Only for a minute. All these things are so little sometimes. We said, how can that, it's just like that transmission. I mean, part was stopping it. That final ride, it was still running. Didn't bother. It was just still grinding up. It was still turning. Sure messed itself up. But that little bitty, where that dirt was plugged up, that's the problem. That valve's only about within my hands. So I picked the whole valve out, but that's what stopped it. Yes, all the other is polluted. But that's what, when we do these little things, we lose to we're polluted. God says, I can't use you, my child. You're sort of colored. You don't have that white, the glory by glory upon you. You're walking in self. You're walking in a condition that I don't respect, like Cain and Abel. He didn't respect Cain. And he didn't respect us. Sometimes we need to just pray through. We need to seek God, because we're crying out for help when it's something that we've done. We need to have a cleansing, a special touch of God. Now, I'm not saying this judgmental on anybody, but if it fits, do it. But I know what it is to have a sin and nobody even know you had it. It come on, so I was here out in the field and it happened that fast. 17 years old. It was hard. But that's the way life is. Satan's got something out here for you, brother or sister, where you are. He don't want you to go on and have victory no longer. He wants you to walk in torment. I was in torment all the time because I could feel that, see that ugly thing that I felt like I really failed God, which I did. But I learned that we got to go face these things and say, Lord, you're the answer. You forgive me. But our minds are such that we can retain these terrible things. We're the one that stays wounded. God sometimes sets us free, but we go back and we think about that thing and we lose it. We really didn't do anything detrimental, but we brought it in our picture of our mind. We're back. We're like sidelined. He says, okay, I got them sidelined, and when they're off the track, they're not sinning like it was, but yet they got that old man. You got to say, Lord, set me free. That's the part that we have to do. Learn. God wants to set us free. He wants to make us whole again. He wants to walk in victory again. He wants to walk honorable. All have failed. Jesus never failed. And only through his blood that we can receive atonement. We can see victory. We can see promises. Oh, every promise, it's all mine. If I'll come and search for him, I'll ask forgiveness. I pray that God will bless you this night. I just wanted to tell you that I've failed too. And I'm going to tell you, I failed God. But I remember that 17 years old, been many, many years ago. We as God's people, we need to remember Satan's out here. When he sees us when we're sort of walking, but we walk in ourselves. We're not walking on the Lord. This chapter of Corinthians is so powerful that we get in trouble, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, power is something I'm familiar with. How do you keep an engine up to peak power all the time? It takes lots of adjustments, things that you do to keep that. But we as God's children have to do the same thing. We have to make adjustments. We have to have a tune-up. We have to have prayer meetings. We have to seek God. We have to be faithful in Him. There's a lot of things that cause us to come to that point where you find yourself where you're not where you once were. I know when I go to church, I can just see the Lord seeing me and just it really affected me heavy. But God's a good God. He wants us to grow and forget. His eyes have to be on the righteous. He is the one. He is your Savior. He is the one that loves you. He's bought in full that you might be redeemed. Oh, from this old ugly world, that you might have a life victorious, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that tonight, that wherever you are, that you can, I hope that this has touched you in a way, because we all have problems. But we know he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I'd like to have that this night. If you need to pray, pray, seek God. But whatever the need is, pray, seek God. Satan has lots of things out there, like just like that. That was from Satan, I know that. But he has certain things out there just for us to take us down. But he don't care what he does. But God loves us so much, he wants us, wherever we are, to make a man seek him. And God will help us to become changed, to be that child of victory. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Everyone fights with secret sins, and Brother Freedom's given you the answer. Amen. Thanks for joining us.